Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we learn that Sago sucks.
Wait, what do you have against Legos, Jim?
No, Sago.
Yeah, that band originally from Utah that Kevin Goff likes, they don't suck.
No, Patrick, you're confusing the band and the album title.
Oh, sorry, Jim. I was up at 1 a.m. making a phone call, and I'm pretty out of it today.
Okay, first thing I want to say on this episode, we're going to have three calls about favorite music of 2019. These are the last three calls that we're going to play on this topic.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, we're going to talk among ourselves about the great music of the previous year. But one caller you're not going to hear on this episode is Stephen Routledge.
Okay.
And that's because, you know, he calls in every month.
He
and
does.
Talks about new music.
Praise the Lord.
He did talk about his favorites of 2019, so we're going to count that. But he did it in the context of like a bigger call about some other new music and stuff. So I'm just going to hold that, and we'll play that as part of like the next Stephen Routledge
Sounds good.
Episode.
His regular appearance.
So I just want to let
everybody know.
Basically, I want to let him know
programming
that we didn't forget him.
Yeah. Okay.
That does exist. We have that call.
Excellent.
We will play that down the road.
Can't wait.
Now, we have three calls to get to today. And the show is called Rock in the Suburbs. We talk about music here in the suburbs of D.C. My name is Jim Lenihan.
My name is Patrick Foster.
And with us all week has been
Nick Scalera.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you very much. All right, let's just jump right into this, right?
Yep.
I just wanted to put in my favorite album of 2019, and it's Corey. It would be Piles Green and Gray. It's political, it's melodic, and it hits me the same way the first album, Dripping. The first time I heard that, it feels the same exact way. Amazing. Thank you.
That is the song Firewood off of the album Green and Gray. The band is called Pile.
Pile,
yep. And the caller, his name was Corey.
Corey.
Who I don't think we've heard from before.
I don't think so.
He was calling like while he was driving
Sweet.
Or something
I
along.
Love it,
but
man.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do it. Whatever it takes, man, to get that mixtape, right?
You hear the prompt, pick up the phone, give us a call.
That's right.
That's fantastic. I will say really quickly, the band Pile I'm familiar with because of Nate Scott. He's a guy that listens to this band a lot on Spotify because I have my friend activity, and that's a great way, folks, if you don't do it, if you don't have your little friend feed up on the right, you can see what people are listening to.
Right.
And so it's cool.
So that way you can see like, oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
I should listen to that too. Or it can maybe raise a red flag.
That's right.
As has happened recent experience with me, right?
I noticed Jim one night was getting kind of late, was listening to Call Me Maybe, and I had to screen grab that and text him and say, you good?
Yeah.
Jim owned it to the max.
All good, man. I said,
This song is a jam. So everything was cool. I just wanted to check in on him, you know, to make sure everything was
good. That's right. I appreciate that so much. It's good to have, you know, people looking
people
out for
watching
you.
Your back.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay, getting back to Pile. Pile's from Boston. I see this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with them, Nick?
I am not.
You know anything?
No,
I don't really either. So what do you know?
Pretty cool. You know, they definitely have that sort of, you know, I hesitate to use this word because it'll immediately turn people off. So don't take this the wrong way. But they do have an emo sort of sound to them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to me, it's got elements that I really like of some of those classic DC hardcore bands back from the 80s and 90s. So yeah. You can definitely hear the fact that they've listened to a lot of Fugazi, which I think right. Is really cool.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. So I think they're quite excellent.
Excellent. All right. Green and Gray.
Yep.
Check that out, peoples. All right, here we go.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Sorry, it's 1 a.m. 2020. I think I might have missed the deadline for putting in my favorite album for 2019, but figured I'd call anyway. I want to tell you, Sego sucks. Actually, the band name is Sego, not Sego. Sego sucks. But, you know, the story behind that band is they're based out of Provo, Utah, but they moved to L.A. to kind of get their career going. One of the things that happens in among their shows is that everybody starts yelling, Sego sucks, Sego sucks. So their album that came out in 2019, I think it was around April time frame, was called Sego Sucks. And that would be my pick for album of the year for this year. So sorry if it didn't make it, not in time to get one of your awesome cassettes. I was hoping to be able to put it in my collection from years past, but I get if maybe I'll have to copy it from one of the other listeners or something, but you know, my wife says I'm rambling, I need to cut it off, but I don't care. Anyway, love you guys. Love the show. Take care. Happy New Year 2020. Sego sucks. Bye.
All right, so the caller there did not state his name.
That's right.
Which you need to do for the record.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But that was our friend Kevin Goff.
Ah, Kevin right. Goff. I thought I recognized him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did make the deadline.
He did make the deadline.
I guess he thought the deadline was December 31st.
No.
And he was like an hour late, I guess.
Well, that sounded like me at times on the podcast when I've libated too much. It gets to be 1 a.m., so that makes me feel great to hear from Kevin that he's thinking about us. And if you want to babysit Shadow, Kevin, we know you're close. Just let us know.
All right. The band is called Sego. I know he's a big fan of this. He was really excited when he saw them. I want to say that might have been at DC9 also. I can't remember. But I know he went to see this show, and he was super excited. And the album, as he mentioned several times, is called Sego Sucks. And here is the song Whatever Forever.
Friends who go to bed, grow a bigger head. Wasn't like they told me. I'm feeling freaky, feeling funky. Dilate your problems, get the government to solve them. I fell in love, I fell in money. I walked around, I bought a car, I stole some gum, gave it away. It's alright, don't ask if I'm okay.
All right, Shadow is attacking Nick.
Yeah.
Nick is unable to speak for a moment. Let me deal with this dog. But say something about Sego.
Yeah, I love that, Jim. I had not heard that before, but I love the percolation behind it. You know, it looks like the move to L.A. might have worked out. I mean, they've got 115,000 monthly listeners now on Spotify, Sego, S-E-G-O. I haven't heard of that at all. Can't wait to listen to it. I was so excited I added it to my Spotify twice. While we're listening to that song, I already had it on there from just a minute ago, but I put it on there again. So that was great. Thanks, Kevin, very much. And Kevin's just a good friend and really like that guy a lot. So we'll definitely make sure he gets his mixtape because he called in under the deadline.
That song just had a great like groove to
it. I loved it.
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's it takes a lot of guts to call yourself sucks.
I know.
So I like the attitude, and the album cover is pretty disturbing. And I love a good disturbing album cover.
Yeah, it's really disturbing.
It is.
Yeah,
it's unsettling, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah,
I'd be dreaming really about that.
All right, I'm not the only one who thought that. Okay. All right. Thanks again, Kevin. All right, let's move on. We have the last call here.
Okay.
And I think it's a bit of a longer one.
All
several
right.
picks. Here we go.
Hello, Jim and Patrick. This is Eric Lorenz from Lincoln, Illinois, and I'm calling to talk about my favorite album and song of 2019. This year I had a difficult time choosing a favorite album because there were several that I really liked, but none were clearly head and shoulders above the others. And while I usually favor the indie side of indie rock, this year's choice is more on the rock side. Specifically, my favorite album of 2019 is Help Us Stranger by the Rock Contours. This album is everything I look for in a Jack White album and a real return to form after his more experimental solo album of 2018. The songs on this album are consistently strong, incorporating the blues and classic rock influences that we've come to expect from Jack White, along with his signature guitar riffs. On top of that, the band sounds like they're really into making this music. You've already sampled a few songs from this album on a New Music Challenge episode, but other songs that I'd recommend include Help Me Stranger, Only Child, and Now That You're Gone. But again, to me, there's not a bad song on the album. Honorable mention albums for me this year include Purple Mountains, Alana the Creator by Madhu Mokhtar, and Stuffed and Ready by Cherry Glazer. Thanks to intern Sammy for that last one. As for the songs of 2019, I did have a clear favorite, Colossus of Rhodes by the New Pornographers. This is from their album In the Morse Code of Brake Lights, and I was lucky enough to see them in concert the day after this album came out. It's another of my honorable mention albums for 2019. What I like most about Colossus of Rhodes are the melodic hooks and the pulsing guitar line that drives the song forward. I also like Nico Case's vocals and the recurring keyboard and violin flourishes. I have no idea what the Colossus of Rhodes has to do with anything, but that's sometimes the case with the New Pornographers lyrics, and I don't let it detract from my appreciation of their music. A couple honorable mention songs for me this year are Don't Know How to Keep Loving You by Julia Jacklin and Cat Tales by Big Thief. Anyway, thanks for your podcast and for creating this community of music lovers, and keep on rocking the suburbs.
All right. Thank you, Eric, for that call.
It's great.
Let's dive right into this New Pornographers song, Colossus of Rhodes. Great stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, really,
yeah.
I really wish New Pornographers got even more attention than they do, because they consistently put out just great pop music, don't you think?
And, I totally agree.
It's one of life's great pleasures, I think, when a New Pornographers album comes out, you know?
Yeah, their batting average is extremely high. And I will say, you know, I think Carl Newman is essentially the driving force in that band. But Nico has been contributing to the project since the beginning, and a lot of people have. So it's just, I mean, if you put together a greatest hits mix of the New Pornographers songs, man, you're going to have some delicious pop hooks and just some great stuff.
It would be one of your favorite records ever.
You could listen to it over and over and over forever,
That's for sure. Okay. Anything else from that call you want to address?
I just want to say thanks to Eric for being a supporter and a listener. And, you know, I love, don't mean to pimp our newsletter, but it is free and it comes out every Friday. It's not like we're trying to sell anything to you in there, as far as you know. And, you know, our interns every week send us a pick of what they're listening to. I always love Sammy's picks too. So it's great to hear her turning somebody on to Cherry Glazer. That's very cool. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be a good play out.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Did he mention a specific song?
I don't think so, but I'm guessing it may have been that one that Sammy mentioned in the newsletter, which I would have to go back and look up.
Okay, you can work on that.
Okay.
I guess.
He'll be gone for a while.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts, Nick? Anything?
Any ancient history reference to the Colossus of Rhodes? I'm like completely down with that. I feel like I'm playing like a tabletop ancient history game. You know, when I hear a reference like that, it's cool. There's nothing better than a band that's got pop chops and like literate references. That's right up my alley.
Well, let's go. Oh, this cherry. Let's see, I'm looking at the Cherry Glazer Records, Stuffed and Ready.
That's probably it.
And it looks like the most popular song on that album is Daddy, D-A-D-D-I.
Oh, that could be it.
Yeah. All right, let's just go. Let's play out with that. Okay, here we go. All right, so tomorrow we're going to make our picks.
Yeah, I'm real excited. 2019. Real excited.
It was hard.
Yeah, to hear what you dudes are going to put at the top of your list.
All right, so we'll go right into that. All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Nick Scalera.
And this is Cherry Glazer, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Dog, what do you think? All right, very good, Shadow.
He never disappoints when he gets the mic.